Note, we recorded this podcast on Sunday, July 12th, before the news of Satoru Iwata's untimely passing had been released. This is why we did not mention it in our conversation.
Beep.
The following program, Fuck You, the Stream Team Took Over Nerdy Show, is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network.
Ironic, I know, but this geeky programming is for all nerds across the multiverse.
Except for you, Tony. I know you.
Damn it. That makes me sad in my heart. Unlike the fact that all Nerdy Show programming is made possible by a comic shop. Not a comic shop, no. Which is when a action figure karate chop action fails. Because that's very comical.
Ha 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 ha.
Ha ha ha. Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination. And with the generous support of listeners like you.
Again,
like
except
us.
For Tony.
Yeah, I'm a fucking jerk. All I do is sit here and record this shit. To learn how you can support this and other fine geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Except for Friday Night Fanfiction. Fuck those guys.
Fuck those guys.
Beep.
Worse than Harper Lee's new novel.
Worse than the 50 Shades of Grey spinoff from Dorian Gray's perspective.
Christian Grey.
I don't care.
Because you're sullying the name of an actual literary icon.
Christian Grey met with his brother, Protestant Grey.
Fingers all real, real moist.
And Catholic Grey.
Yes, and then they met their cousin, Mormon Grey.
And he had many wives.
Their grandfather did sweep in for a little while, Jewish Gray.
Oh, yeah, but then he remarried to Lutheran Gray.
Oh, let's not forget about their like 5,000-year-old ancestor, Hindu Gray.
Or Shinto Gray.
And the shunned cousin, Scientology Gray.
Caps still recovering some from San Diego Comic-Con, and you know what? When the cat's away, the stream team's gonna play.
Yep, with play
balls.
Payday 2.
Or any number of various games. We have hijacked our friends over at Nerdy Show, and the stream team is taking over.
I mean, look,
I'm
cutting into the cable right now. We're crossing the streams. We're into the fiber.
That's what we do. That's what we do. That's why we keep
fiber.
We are better for your bowels than Metamucil.
Hello, everybody. I am Tony.
I am Trench.
I'm David.
I'm not Tony. David.
That is the most accurate statement aside from me introducing myself as Tony so far.
I'm Steve, I think. Think so.
You think correctly, which would mean the last voice, the one who perpetually confuses Trench and I, would be David Brushfire.
No,
that postulation is preposterous.
I'm Hex.
That is so entirely.
Hey, Hex, how's your baby doing?
She's doing really great. She's now about 5 years old.
How do you cram so much wrong into one fucking sentence?
I was gonna say, that is a massive time skip.
Well, you see, we all have a boy.
David is jumping ahead in time so that he can have been recasted as Hex.
Now playing
as
Hex.
As well as the entire cast of Lightning Dogs.
That's right. I have every single character in Lightning Dogs.
So,
at least you were
hidden character, Dogga Fett.
Anyways, now that I've cut into the stream, we're going to go ahead and start streaming a game. You guys want to play more Duck Game?
Let's play more Duck Game.
All right, let's
play more Duck Game.
All right.
You guys realize we're not actually streaming right now, right?
Wait,
nobody can see what we're doing.
Well, how can they? Did they not get the special goggles, these special anniversary goggles?
When did you draw the short straw for Straight Man?
The stream hasn't started yet.
They didn't pre-order.
That's the problem with America, man. They don't pre-order these days.
Well,
I guess that means we're just going to have to fucking talk to each other and do this like a proper goddamn podcast.
Pre-ordering is not the problem with America. It's finally buying the game. Pre-ordering doesn't do shit, just so you know.
It's because of people like you who pre-order, get the swag, and then cancel.
Yeah, that's right. Fuck GameStop. That actually hurts everyone's business, to include the developers and GameStop. Double whammy. So, if anything, pre-order all of the stuff and then don't buy the product.
This took a weird turn.
Yeah, I'm serious. Like, these are the things I think about on a daily basis.
Well, something that I heard about a couple months ago that I hope never comes to pass. Yes, that's true. But the game, like, exclusive content specific to, and I'm not talking like DLCs, I'm talking about like levels of the game that are exclusive to GameStop. They were trying to have that be a thing.
They've already done that. They've done that with several things.
It's a sad state of affairs. It really is.
Yeah, man.
I'm sorry, I'm browsing Imager. I should probably stop.
You should stop. We're fucking recording, Steve.
Oh, sorry. I thought this was OCAD, where I could let other people just continue talking and drive the conversation and then come out of nowhere and be like, you guys are terrible.
No, this is still Stream Team. That's all of us turning to you and saying you're terrible. You're our scapegoat.
I want one show where I don't have to raise my goddamn voice!
All right, so
it's proving very effective, Steve. Really,
yep.
The therapy is working. The thousands of dollars for all the sessions, totally, obviously working.
So this episode of Nerdy Show, by which I mean Stream Team, is also brought to you by 24 questions that test the limit of human stupidity. We might not get through all 24 this evening, but we will be checking in with David, no name,
that's
named
cool.
to be TBD, throughout the evening. Throughout the evening to find out just which one of us is going to have an aneurysm before the end of the
It's me because he's playing Payday!
I'm not playing Payday.
Brush Fire, in game, Payday 2!
No, that's not me, dude. Some other brush fire.
Oh my David. God.
David.
Shut up. I'm not playing Payday. Right no, I'm not. Shut up. Don't let them know.
Thank you, Judy. We're going to bring you on the show from now on just to tattle on him.
See, now you tattled on me. They're going to bring you on the show for further times.
Which means, David, you should be a part of the fucking show.
Well,
I mean, we didn't hijack Nerdy Show's airtime for nothing.
I mean, here, you know, we should have a Nerdy Show Stream Team show where we all come on with our spouses. Tony brings Stacy, I bring Val, David brings Judy, and Trent brings his corpses.
Ew.
That...
Why is the internet is a necrophiliac?
That implies that I, why? I don't associate with them willingly.
So,
I'm just going to say, there's another way you could have taken that, that while equally insulting to Trench was a little bit less creepy, which is Trench in his right hand.
Well, if you guys are going to yell at me for being bad, I'm just going to be creepy and bad. Yeah, two sides of the same coin.
Be as bad as you possibly can, huh?
So
double down.
As opposed to normal, Steve?
There's no such thing as normal, Steve!
Yeah, there is. He doesn't yell at me.
What? David, I never yell at you. David, I never yelled at you. Child Services is always listening. I never yelled at you.
Of course they're listening. I send them the tapes.
So, you had stuff you wanted to talk about?
I did. The name is... God damn it, Steve. It's bad enough. It is bad enough that David cannot separate Trench and myself. Which, David, why the fuck? Really?
Well, your names both begin with T, and you look so very much alike. What
they look nothing alike!
They look exactly alike.
No, we really don't! That is true. We are both dynamite. However, really?
You know, I know what dynamite is because of Richie Rich.
Of course.
Trinitrotoluene.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it was. He was like, trinitrotoluene. Trinitrotoluene. What do I know that from?
So yes, I did have some topics this evening, starting with quite possibly the most awesome news to hit the mecha community in a long goddamn time, which is that the USA is going to be challenging Japan.
No, the challenge has already been
fucking
done.
Robot battle.
The challenge has been issued and accepted. The battle will commence.
And soon, very soon.
I'm just going to say that again. There is going to be a giant fucking robot battle, and it's not animated. There's no CG involved. Guillermo del Toro is not directing it, though he probably should be in charge of the cameras when it does get filmed.
I was about to say, this is like the biggest mecha anything since Pacific Rim, or the announcement of Pacific Rim 2 filming.
Before we get to that, let's talk about this just a little bit. The idea that there is somewhere in the world two giant mechs. And I think, Trench, didn't you have some actual like specifications on the robots that are going to be doing battle?
I have vague remembrances. I can Google things real quick, but...
Or you could go with the vague remembrances, be completely wrong, and we're going to pretend like you're absolutely correct.
Yeah, man.
I do have some thoughts on this as well. Actually, I have specifically two thoughts on this.
Oh, boy.
We'll start with your two thoughts, Steve, and then we'll double back to Trench for some actual
details. All right, so my first thought is this. Millions of dollars that could be spent on curing cancer, world hunger, stopping pollution and global warming, and what do? They throw it into fucking robot battles. I'm fine with this.
Wouldn't you?
Why would anybody not be?
No. And the second thing is, I imagine that the challenges went like this. I have not actually seen the video, so I imagine it like this. Hello, my name is Michael Wilson. I'm the president of the United States from Metal Wolf Chaos. America challenges you to a mech duel. Thank you for challenging us, America. I, Vegeta, gladly accept. You have 1 year to train.
Fucking Brian Jamard, Vegeta ass motherfucker.
Weirdly enough, I have no problem with the way that that went down. I can absolutely picture. In fact, I think I might even at some point. No, it's not going to happen. I was going to say I need to draw that, but it's not going to happen.
Do it.
But yes,
do it. I'll commission you.
Done. That is.
It's amazing how money motivates.
Scary, really. I mean, just seriously, we have the U.S. and it is, of course, it's the U.S. versus Japan. It's not versus any other country.
Would it be any other it would be any other country? Any other Russia? Country? No, Russia doesn't have giant robots.
No, it would be saying it could Estonia be. Versus Chile.
They
had
the
Chile.
Best looking mech in Pacific Rim. Don't get me wrong, but
that wasn't a reality, Dave.
Shut up! It's my reality.
Movies are my reality.
Exactly.
And China would be a cheap knockoff.
Yeah, China would be that, like, three-arm piece of shit with the triplets. Nah, fuck that.
Guys are terrible.
Food is Dude, China is having economical crisis right now.
Of course they are.
Yes, also featured this evening, Val. Hi, Val.
Hello, I'm here sometimes on the stream once every blue moon.
Mm-hmm. Whee!
I'm here to make fun of Steve-O mainly.
That works. I'm fine with this.
I'm Valerie Lingery.
Most of us are here.
All right, so let's take bets. Who's betting on America?
Fucking, look, if anybody has mastered war, it is us.
Okay, who's betting on Japan?
As you know, war never changes.
Ron Perlman's not involved in the fight, so I think it's anybody's bet.
Yeah, I know.
And if Ron Perlman was on the side of the U.S., then USA all the way, because he'd just say that line, everybody would weep tears of uncontrollable joy, and Japan would surrender.
And then he would turn into Hellboy, and then other things.
Pretty much.
I'm kind of, it's hard for me to say, because the American robot has huge fucking cannons.
They shoot paintballs! They don't shoot bullets!
What's the size of the paintball again, Trench?
It's cannonball sized, and it can be fired of, like 100 miles an hour.
Yes,
from the gun.
Yeah.
Yes, but the Japan mech is made for melee, like actual dynamic fighting.
The American mech is, like, way heavier.
I'm betting on Japan. I am betting on Japan.
And also, I'm gonna post y'all some pictures over here in Skype.
The Japanese robot, I think, has better mobility and a better control system, but I think the American mech it's better armored and has better guns. So I think
that
if the American lands a hit, it's gonna
That's not a mech! At all!
Nope, not a mech.
The only thing artificial about that is your boobs!
Okay.
The entire thing is artificial! It's art!
Huh?
None of that is
distraction!
Wait a minute, I didn't realize Art Carney was that sexy.
Hell yeah. Haven't you ever seen him?
I have. But yeah, so I'm trying to figure out. I am trying to take bets on who's going to win, just in case.
The fact that it is more mobile, that it's built for a more up-close and personal fight, will work in Japan's favor if it doesn't get hit by a fucking cannonball-sized paintball fired at over 100 miles.
That's the thing. A cannonball-sized paintball will explode on impact, spraying paint everywhere. It will not, I repeat, not do significant damage.
It's at 100 miles an hour, Steve!
It's a paintball!
And if anything is an indication, our targeting systems are pretty good.
And I'm just going to say, a water balloon fired at 100 miles.
And here's the other thing, too, that we're forgetting about, is that the details of the contest have yet to be decided upon. So, any of these things could mean next to nothing, depending upon how
it's going
to
be a chess battle between two mechs. I know.
I'm okay with that, too, honestly.
Yes, so would I, because I would love to see how you would move a chest with a 100-pound cannon or with a cannonball paintball fired at 100 miles an hour.
It's 4 hours of the American mech trying to nudge the rook far enough forward with its cannon.
Or it's one of those test your might style things where you have to break a block of wood or something.
I hope not, actually. But I want to see them actually fight each other.
But on the topic of fighting mechs, yes, Trench, Pacific Rim 2 was announced at San Diego Comic-Con, and it is important to mention that we are recording this on July the 12th, so Comic-Con is still, it's wrapping up today, I think, and this will be coming out on the 20th, if I'm not mistaken, so you guys will know all this news. Some of the links that we talk about might be down, some of them might still be up, some of them might have official releases, because a lot of trailers have been leaked, but holy god, Comic-Con has been, even though, like, I thought Marvel was skipping SDCC this year, I didn't realize they were just dropping different bombs. have you guys seen the leaked trailer for Deadpool?
Nope. Yeah, I was about to try to preface this with, you know, I've been at work all week, hanging out with my corpses, as Steve put it. So
I have talked to a lot of those corpses. They all love what Ryan Reynolds is doing with the character.
So I haven't had the opportunity to actually pay attention to anything that's coming out of SDCC, other than the announcement about Pacific Rim 2.
There is a new trailer, a new official trailer for Batman v Superman.
Yeah, and I saw it. It was good.
Mm-hmm. Because I have been firmly in camp, fuck this film.
Why?
But, well, because I didn't much care for Man of Steel. I didn't think it was that
good. Oh my God, Tony.
Why?
This is the first time I've ever heard you have a negative opinion about something before it came out.
It's like, hey guys, my name is Tony Baldini. I didn't like Man of Steel because, you know, making Superman a tiny bit bleaker than Richard Donner certainly does suck. You know, never mind just Superman nowadays or anything.
I don't give a fuck. You want to bring Superman into the present day? That's fantastic. I don't care. There's a lot that could be done with the film. Still keep it. And I've seen things where they color corrected the film to make it a little bit more vibrant.
Well, that's your problem with it?
Look,
that's your problem with it?
No, there's a number of things that are my problem with it. The fact that Superman smiles for all of like 30 seconds and this is supposed to be a proper... He's an optimist. Superman is a fucking optimist. It's integral to his character.
Right.
So for him,
try smiling, it hurts.
Not to mention, there is just some backwards ass fucking logic with this idea of no, son, don't save me from the tornado. I'm going to die. You saved the dog, but let me, Pa Kent, bite the big one for no apparent reason.
Okay. Yeah. So here's what would have happened in that scene. All right, he would have been like, "I saved you, Dad." And he's like, "Thank you, son." Kevin Costner wishes that he hadn't made Field of Dreams, and then he would have died of a heart attack. Because that's what would have happened.
That's
fine.
Would
have been normal.
All right. To be honest, if I had to choose between dying in a tornado and dying from a heart attack, I would choose tornado all the way.
Look, Pa Kent was teaching Superman that, hey, man,
for no apparent reason.
Pony Boy, nothing gold can stay.
It's a hero sacrifice before it was a hero sacrifice, Tony.
There's no reason for him to embrace who he is but hide his powers at the same time. There's no reason for that.
Also,
I think a bigger issue, though, is when he was like, yeah, you should have let your classmates all die on that bus.
Tony. What is something
you should have let all those kids drown.
By all means.
All right, here's a Patreon page for an artist who makes $60,000 a month.
Takumi-chan?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Do you
Granted, art's good. Art's real good.
Yeah, Takumi's fantastic.
Dude makes fucking $60,000 a month.
Uh-huh.
There are people out there... We're artists. Don't make $60,000 a month. You know, like Tony. Tony doesn't make $60,000 a month. Doesn't that just piss you off?
No, that doesn't irritate me in the least.
Okay,
it doesn't.
Tony
because
also
there is
has
a disparity.
Like a full-time job and a wife that.
All right, so Tony,
circling
back
to
our previous conversation about Man of Steel. Then why does it matter? Why does it fucking matter? If this doesn't bother you, then why do the things about Superman bother you?
Because I have no doll. I am not emotionally invested in any way, shape, or form in Takumi-chan. Takumi-chan was not part
of
my childhood.
You weren't emotionally invested in Superman.
Yes, I was.
No, you weren't. You came in exactly the same as everybody else, and you let nostalgia color your eyes because you can't let go of the past.
I like how you're assuming a lot of things about the way that I watched Man of Steel.
And you know what assuming does? Hmm? Fucking makes an ass out of you and Umption. Samuel
That's an assumption.
Jackson.
That's very kind of you to misquote.
What the hell is going on?
I'm not
no
entirely
idea.
Certain. What I was trying to say is what...
It's a giant robot battle between Tony and David.
So, David,
yo.
As much as I didn't much care for the tone of Superman, because it
See,
fits...
That's a legitimate reason. That's a legitimate reason, not
And that's what
correction.
I was getting... No, the color correction goes to feed the tone. A lot of that film goes to feed the tone.
I disagree,
the way that,
but, you know, whatever.
You know, David, you should let him finish his goddamn sentence.
Okay, Tony, go ahead and finish
your
sentence.
Okay. First and foremost, tone is influenced by a number of different things. Not getting into that because it's not fucking relevant to talk about a movie from 2 years ago when the one that's coming out next year is the one that I am now legitimately excited for because everything that I was hoping to see out of Ben Affleck as Batman has come to fruition. Batfleck looks fucking fantastic.
Batfleck?
Yeah,
Batfleck. Why does everybody have to turn his name into something else other than his friggin' name?
No, it's an insurance company for superheroes. Batfleck.
Batfleck. They use
so
echolocation.
It's him as Daredevil going with his own like company or whatever?
Something like that. But everything in that trailer made me want to see this film. in a big way. Jeremy Irons as Alfred looks, I don't know how it's going to be, especially after seeing Michael Caine do such a warm job with the role, and Jeremy Irons just doesn't bring that.
Can't do that, Master Wang.
Can I just jump back for a quick second and say, I'm trying to think of all the tragic backstories for people's relatives dying in order to give them motivation to do something. Ben got stabbed. Ben got shot. All right, well, I don't think there's anything more badass than dying in a fucking tornado. Honestly.
A planet blew up.
Yeah. Jor-El's planet did blow up. And that's like a really, really big tornado that blows away, you know,
see,
all
the thing
of the
is,
ground.
If he had turned away from the explosion, he would have lived. He looked into the explosion.
No, he didn't. He wasn't there for the explosion. He kind of got stabbed by General Zedd.
Okay. One thing I think we can both agree on, Tony, as far as Man of Steel goes, the guy who played Zod was hamming it up as fuck. I mean, seriously.
Well, Michael Shannon did it. He really did. I did enjoy some of the pathos that was given to the character, but they played it a little bit too much. Another thing I think we can both agree on, Deus Ex Jor-El, or as I like to call it, Deus Ex Papana, because, you know, Papa came back at the end of the film to just literally be Siri on the ship. Because wow. Siri or any other kind of, please, go over here. Turn right in 500 steps, Lois Lane. Stand in this hole in order to be saved. What the fuck?
Well, at the same time, he's also part of a supercomputer consciousness, so while it is Deus Ex Machinini, it still counts.
Macaroni.
Deus Ex Machi Sushi Roll.
It still counts, but, and I know this, the nostalgia goggles aspect of this can be commented on, but that's not where I'm coming at it from. Whereas the Marlon Brando Jor-El was more a Wikipedia.
Yeah.
The,
also, you know, gorging on all those hamburgers, hot dogs, full turkeys, whatever.
Yeah, Steve. Because that was relevant to any of Superman.
I thought the role right after Superman was fucking Apocalypse Now. How the hell else did he gain all that weight?
Probably because he'd stopped working out.
Well, I will never stop working out.
Someone made him a gym offer.
I am going to go to the gym with a full-sized ham and just hit the bench with the ham, and I will never get that fat.
This is
no, because the fat will be on the bench.
Well, Gabe, my biggest problem with how people are reacting to the trailer, and this is me speaking like non-trollingly.
Appreciate that.
Oh my god, a fucking first ever.
Why don't you go eat a big old fat wiener?
Oh, all right, back to troll.
So, right back to it. Go ahead.
So, most people are going like, "Oh my god, it's so edgy. I can't deal with it." It's like, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with being edgy? Marvel is accomplishing a lot of great things by being a little silly. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. They're doing that right. But we have not seen yet where DC has gone wrong with edgy. We have not seen that yet. We might see it. Who knows?
I will say this. And I apologize for interrupting, but I'll piggyback off of that just a little bit, because the edginess in Batman v Superman feels a lot more real, and seeing its impact on how Batman and Bruce Wayne is reacting to Superman makes the wanton destruction at the end of Man of Steel feel a little bit more justified. Unfortunately, we had to wait 2 years to get that justification.
Didn't really hate that either. I mean, fucking destruction porn is great regardless.
Destruction porn is great regardless. What would have saved it, and Mark Waid was the one who kind of harped on this a little bit, is a couple of shots, just a couple of shots of Superman trying to save people.
This is off topic. Here's a picture.
It's one of those where you don't have to change a lot. You don't have to change a lot out of the film. You don't.
No, you don't. And that could have been put in like the director's cut of Man of Steel. Absolutely.
It could have been. I haven't seen it. What it did to me was it lost a lot of that humanity in Clark Kent. And I understand they were playing up the idea that he was supposed to be an alien, and they're really playing up the sci-fi. I dig all that. A lot of the directions they took in the film, I dig. But there should also be this feeling of, I don't know, some sort of happiness. And while I lamented that in Man of Steel, in Batman v Superman, this tension that they're actually depicting between the two is so on point. It's so on point. It's fucking scary. I want to see this movie.
Can I get on a huge tangent right now?
Certainly.
Okay, wonderful. So I was reminded the other day that they had that one fucking level in Elite Beat Agents where the depressed kid lost her dad.
Yep. And then if you win it hard enough, the dad comes back to life.
Well, sort of. Can you guys think of any other games, movies, media where, like, you're in a comfortable spot and then out of nowhere, the floor gets ripped out from under you, you end up in a bottomless pit, and your heart gets ripped out by hyenas?
Lion King?
That wasn't out of nowhere, though. Like, they built that scene up.
I guess.
Like, there is no prelude.
The ending for David the Gnome?
What's David the Gnome?
You don't know David the Gnome?
The 80s?
No, yeah. I don't know David
the
Gnome.
That's a nice left turn. That is a huge left turn.
Yeah, the last episode of David the Gnome, after teaching you all about, like, things in life and whatnot, David the Gnome straight up dies.
Yep. I remember that. Like,
I mean, straight up, motherfucker, on screen, dead. Fucking rest in peace, Benefinici.
Yeah, but I mean, okay, that's fine. That is more in line of what I'm talking about. Like, stuff where, like, Bambi's mom dies. Yes, they precursor the event by foreshadowing something horrible. Something like, oh, hey, you know, Dad, you'll be home for Christmas. Then they cut to the future. When Daddy gets home, Daddy's never coming home!
Wait, wasn't that the plot, the very plot of the Michael Keaton Jack Frost film?
Oh, yeah. God, yeah.
Yeah, it was.
That movie was so bad. See,
I can't just say Jack Frost because there are at least two other Jack Frost movies out there. True. The one from Russia and then the one that actually has, like, a killer snowman. Killer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, which, okay.
By the way, movie's got some great Asian tits in it. Go check it out when you get a chance.
But, Tony, Trent, do you guys have any of the, like, experience with a similar thing like that? Like, anything that comes to mind?
I mean, it's more, in my case, because of, like, just of the age I was at the time, I really didn't, like, pick up on it. Just because of, you know, like I said, how old I was. But when Aerith died in Final Fantasy VII, I didn't see that coming at all. Like I said, that was just because of how old I was, and I wasn't really able to pick up.
I will actually give credit to that, because they didn't precursor that. It just sort of like, she's just standing there, and then BOOM! Steak knife to the stomach.
That's not a steak knife, it's a Ginsu knife, alright?
And
it's basically a skewer.
I can cut through a can? And they cut through a tomato?
What do you mean you can see me?
I'm gonna come clean. I didn't really care when Eris died.
That's okay. Not everybody did. I mean, I cried. You just don't
just
have a heart.
Just because you were more about jailbait Yuffie than anything else.
No. It's all about tea for the titties.
Thank you. Thank you, Tietza. Definitely, it was where...
Yeah, definitely. And I would go find that Tifa tit fuck.
Yes!
Video, but
yes, I have that favorite in.
Oh, you do?
Yes! Because we had our... Okay, so here's the thing.
Not only do you have that favorite, I'm sure you have it downloaded in archive somewhere. Yeah. Because that's
four friggin' times. Because I found different variants of it. And I finally found the full-length one. And wow. It's... Okay, so it starts off, there's like a helicopter crash or whatever. And you can actually see like the smoking wreckage off in the corner.
Like straight up wreckage.
And like, she's just there and like, she's like waking you up. And then she takes your cock out and she starts stroking it. And then she starts giving you a tit job. And then she just straight up gives you head. Then you pass out. Then you wake up again and she gives you head again. Now, it is a great animated, like, it's one of the few really good ones I've seen that is not super hammy, but is also completely believable to potentially be a part of the universe it's aping. At some point, we had my friend Kaiser, who has done legitimate translations for Japanese games, and he was live translating the stuff she was... saying in the hentai. I'll have to go back because I think we recorded it. I'll have to post that somewhere.
We need to get an edit of that where you just censor out everything naughty with like your face, and then my face is on the other boob.
And it's just...
we can have Tony on the dick boober and whatnot. So everything is good there. So we'll censor out all that stuff. Trent, you can censor out the carnage from the actual helicopter crash.
I am simultaneously
horrified
by this.
I want to read what it is she's saying.
Trench, you get to dub Tifa.
Yes!
I don't want this, but I want this.
The gist of it was she's very concerned about your health and well-being after the crash, and she's doing all she can to make you feel better.
Oh, that's sweet of her.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's not how you handle
it. But
here's how
it's really going to go down. Tony will be like, hey, Cloud. You want a tit job? I'm gonna give you a tit job.
Where did Tifa become from Arkansas?
Yeah.
Why not?
I do have a pretty mouth.
Anyways.
That's the latest thing that Tetsuya Nomura is going to do to screw with the franchise.
I'd also like to say, like, even though the rest of the episode was emotional, the friggin' Vincent Van Gogh episode from... the Doctor Who,
the happy emotion one.
Like him crying at the end was like you couldn't not. Like I'm actually starting to get tears in my eyes right now just thinking about it. Just like
See, yeah. I wasn't even fazed by it. I didn't have a
problem. Bullshit, Dave! You and I cried to each other over text!
Nope,
I
never had that problem.
Yes, let you me, did! Let me, David, yes, let me you
go
did! Back.
Let's go to my earliest text from Steve real quick. Hold on one second. Let me just pull up my old phone here.
Be careful to wipe
it. It might have been on Facebook. I don't know if it was like... on Facebook or on text messaging. But anyway, so yeah, so that's my tangent. That's Steve-O's tangent of the week.
That was right, a hell of a tangent. Do we have anything else from SDCC that we want to talk about? Anything that...
All right,
I want one of those 24 questions that test the limits of human stupidity.
All right, I think it is time for that. Ladies and gentlemen, here's David with a question to test the limit of human stupidity.
If I heat my solid-state hard drive until it becomes a gaseous state hard drive, would that enable cloud computing? Computing.
Ow! Ow! No! No, it won't.
Let's have another one.
Yes, please.
Okay, another one. Let me scroll down a little bit.
Hurt Steve as hard as you can.
Okay. Yes. Ooh.
Would ants hallucinate if they took an antacid?
Say that one more time.
Would ants hallucinate if they took an antacid?
That's not an unanswerable question. That's a dad joke.
All right. Are you ready for another one? Last one for this round. If 200,000 people die every year from drowning, and 200,000 people have already drowned this year, does that mean I can breathe underwater?
That one can go fuck off. It's not how statistics work! I failed statistics, and I know that's wrong!
Steve, okay, what was your goal?
I failed statistics, and I know that's wrong.
last one, alright. Do strippers in the southern hemisphere spin around their poles in the opposite direction as strippers in the northern hemisphere?
That's a good fucking question!
They call that the areola effect.
Where the hell's the rim shot?
You could have said areolas, but you know, cause...
I didn't.
But it was still good. It was still good. It was
areolas could have been there. It was one of those that I had to make a choice. Do I want to possibly be confused for actually saying Coriolis, or just let it stand? And I think I'd make the right call.
Yes, crowning anus effect. I get it.
God damn it, Steve.
No, it's...
But Steve, I know you've been doing a lot of amateur running in circles, but I think that was a prolapse.
Oh. Well, I mean, you know me. Damn it. I had something, but I totally screwed up when I said mead instead of me. Fuck! What else are we talking about?
Beer?
Beer's good. I like beer.
Well, you were talking about beer.
Beer. David doesn't like beer.
I think we left off with, did anybody else have anything about Comic-Con?
Was there anything else that actually happened there?
They released a Suicide Squad trailer.
Is there anything else that actually happened there?
I
think it's because of the whole Joker thing.
That Joker looks fucking incredible.
Yeah, I thought so too. And then there's the whole Will Smith, what's his face? Look, people were like super angry, like, oh, Will Smith.
I only want Deadshot to say one thing, and that's, welcome to Earth.
You know, we might get it. And Will Smith has fulfilled his contractual obligation by being the one to say the title of the movie.
Yeah.
Read a Suicide Squad.
As long as he doesn't use, you know, his own career to get his children in the movie.
I think he stopped doing that.
You know what? And I'm even okay with Jaden Smith. I'm just putting that out there. However, that movie and Joker in particular, Harley looks on point. Joker looks on point. The tattoos work for me. I don't know. I don't care. Because especially with him in motion, that whole, I'm not going to kill you. I'm just going to hurt you. Really, really bad. He's playing psycho. He's playing it beautifully. And I can't wait. I cannot wait for Suicide Squad.
Well, you have to. So.
Fuck! Nobody told me I had lost my control over time.
I know. Sorry, we didn't want to, like, break it to you.
You know Max Payne. You need to have a cool name like Max Payne if you want to control time.
Max Payne.
All right, everybody call me Dick Hard.
No.
Okay, apparently
not.
Are you doing
porn now, Tony?
Ow.
Chest large bump.
Hack blow fist.
Rip, big McLarge huge.
I'm going to call you Tony Mendes.
Rock groin. Ow, my mask.
Tony Mendes.
Tony Mendes?
Tony yes. Mendes.
So you could team up with Trench and be tremendous.
That joke, it killed me.
Games we're looking forward to streaming, apparently.
Oh, okay. Heroes of Might and Magic 7.
Bullshit.
I'm the only one who's thought of that one.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, guys, we stream games every week. Obviously, those of you who were...
multiple times every week. Game.
Yeah, and we have started to do a little bit more on the community focus. Is there anything that we haven't had a chance to play that you would like to, that you're eager to?
Final Fantasy 14.
Hundreds, actually.
Game together.
There's a... it was supposed to come out last Wednesday, but they delayed the release. The Worms World Party Remastered, being released on Steam and GOG. Well, very much looking forward to that because they've revamped the user interface. They've changed a lot of the core stuff so that the visuals are good. They fixed a lot of the bugs. And hopefully, the netcode actually works because I believe the previous netcode was based on GameSpy. And as we all know, it doesn't exist. Besides that, I'm looking forward to playing like Terraria and Starbound and getting back to Minecraft again, which was a lot of fun, as long as the server fucking works.
Tales of Zestiria.
I'm looking forward to doing Borderlands 2, minus David, with some of the community people as well.
Yeah, we can have that fourth slot as a rotating spot. It'd be a lot of fun.
Rotating.
Yeah. Nobody ever wants to play any of the games I want to play.
Luke wants to come back.
Well, I would be interested into that, but I don't have any time for any MMO whatsoever. So.
It's because you're too busy playing the bad MMO.
I don't even play MMOs anymore.
League of Legends.
That's not an MMO.
I don't play League of Legends
Heroes
anymore.
Of the Storm. Whatever.
Shut up!
That's not even an MMO.
Fucking PBS's Cyber Chase. I don't care.
It's a MOBA.
That would be awesome if it was a PBS MOBA.
Oh, God.
I'd fucking rock. I would fucking
barely
rock.
Even have
absolutely fucking like
I would,
Mr. Rogers.
I was going to say, I would play Mr. Rogers.
Oh, my God. But yeah, I barely have time to play like Heroes of the Storm for the quests.
I'm sorry to cut you off. We need to develop this more. We need a PBS MOBA.
No, we don't!
Yes, we do.
No, we...
Dooby-dooby-doo.
All right, I will go on there and ask Twitter. Who would play a PBS MOBA? Mr. Rogers and shit.
Mr. Rogers, Elmo, all of Sesame Street. Doctor Who!
Was he on PBS?
Not PBS.
Yes, he
was.
BBC. Early Doctor Who was on PBS.
Oh, shit. Speaking of which, early Doctor Who will be available in Lego's...
Lego Dimensions.
World. Yeah, Lego's Dimensions. That's what it was.
Which I had no interest in that game and now have a lot.
Yes, because now I can team up Batman with Doctor Who.
Which there has been the argument that they are on the same character. Not a discussion for here.
All right, we're getting off topic again. Things were interested
the
in
the Red
looking...
Green show is on PBS. I would be Red Green. Fuck
dude,
everyone.
Dude, Charlie Rose, or is it
look,
Pete
Rose? Here's the thing. We are not off topic, Steve, because this is a game we would look forward to playing.
Oh, my God. Then pay somebody to make it!
Betty White pledge drive.
So what does she do? She, like, gets close to you and then just envelops you in a cloud of money?
Yeah, she takes away your money.
No, she hits you with her pile of money,
she,
like Scrooge
no,
McDuck.
No, she's a ganker. She's a ganker. She gets in there, she guilts you into pledging, like, a $20 pledge, but then gets you again with, like, a tote bag combo.
Oh, man.
I just think of the Simpsons episode where Homer pledges just to get them
you're
to stop
thief,
talking.
A rotten thief!
A common thief!
I'm looking forward to doing Broforce with you all. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh,
they just
Broforce
released two new
amazing bros.
Who they release?
They released Broheart and...
Yep. Well,
Nick Broskin is still
Broheart is Mel Gibson.
Oh, Broheart and the Brocketeer.
Ah, Brocketeer.
Oh, dear God. I personally
new
am also
bros.
A fan.
Brocketeer!
All right, real quick, favorite bros. We've got Trenches, Snake Broskin.
My favorite is probably Robocop.
Braid.
hands
down.
Melee attacks.
I personally, as much as I like pretty much everybody else, I got a great affinity for the Brodoc Saints.
Yeah, I was going to say, those are a close second.
Because I love the opportunity to bring in
the second one.
Brony Connolly
yeah.
as a third bro running around.
Flexing into bro force now.
I like, what was the one from MacGyver? Where
oh,
you,
Brogyver.
You throw
Brogyver.
Yeah, Brogyver, where your special is you throwing a turkey dynamite.
I'm just going through the list alphabetically right now. There's so many games I want to play. I want to get David on Classic Team Fortress, because he's never played it.
Neither have I.
Oh, man. Seriously, it's a lot of fun. There's...
What Steve says.
It is! Just because I like it doesn't mean it's bad!
Yeah, but it usually is an indicator.
No, it's not! Don't Starve, the multiplayer mod, or whatever.
Don't Starve Together.
Yeah, Don't Starve Together.
Don't Starve Together, Minecraft. Does a co-op.
Yeah, we started it with Val, but I may do it with other people, but Divinity Original Sin, where you can totally screw people over so easily.
Oh my goodness, yeah, I don't want to play
That's why I
want to
play
anymore.
Heroes of Might and Magic together, like Heroes 7, which comes out in September.
Really? Like, yeah. It's like
co-op. Fucking turn-based strategy game in a fantasy setting.
Is it co-op?
It's co-op. It's versus. We could do either, man.
So, all right. I'll look into it.
We could do teams. It'd be the stream bros versus the stream team.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
Half-Life 3, looking forward to streaming that.
That's never coming
Half-Life
out.
Half-Life 3.
Look, real talk, I don't like Half-Life.
Oh, I'm not as big a fan of Half-Life as I am of Doom 3.
I am a gigantic Half-Life fan.
I know.
Okay, you know, I do appreciate what it did for games, but at the same time, don't really care for Half-Life. The story's kind of boring.
Lethal League, which David so graciously got for
Lethal
us.
League!
I'm we also... Right they announced a Rocket sequel League. For Shadow Warrior, the recent reboot, and the sequel's going to have four-player co-op.
Yep. Which we are definitely going to have to dig into.
Yep. It's gonna
speaking
play.
Of speaking of co-op, what did you guys think of that cast on Saturday?
Eh.
I had fun.
It's hard for me to maintain composure with something that I don't know or don't care about for such a long time, so...
Tony did great.
I never said he didn't. I'm talking about myself. You asked what we thought, not what we thought other people thought.
Okay, well, Steve, you're wrong.
I will say that I enjoyed the first game.
Yes.
Yes, the first game was great. The next one that went for 82 cum-gargling minutes, not so much.
I know, right?
And it was just, I mean, it was a well-played game. Not gonna deny that, yeah, but when the impetus of the game, when the impetus of the cast was that we didn't know what the fuck we were doing,
sorry,
and then to maintain that for 82 minutes?
I gotta go back for a second. Dark Sword says on Twitter for the PBS MOBA, you don't buy gear, you donate to the station and they give you a tote bag.
See? Yes! We're already getting sponsors.
Oh my god! No, and the like on Battlefield thing that helps your team is you do a pledge drive.
Yep.
God.
We're doing a PBS mode.
I'm looking forward to, at some point, for all of us to get on Just Cause 2 multiplayer and then Just Cause 3 when it comes out.
Oh, absolutely.
That is going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, man.
I know, Steve, that you know one of the things that we're going to be doing tonight and moving forward is also just some solo games with the rest of us being there for color commentary. Are there any games that you guys would want to play solo and bring the rest of us along for the ride? I know Trench and I did that.
Every horror game I have.
No, but even aside from horror, Steve, I understand that horror games...
No,
you know,
I know, I'm just
great.
I'm just blanket stating that. Besides that, I do want to play through a couple of, like... There's a couple GOG games that I want to play through solo.
Only a couple. Like, I have a shit ton of games.
I was going to say a couple hundred, but okay.
Yeah.
I think...
We have a couple hundred.
I think Fallout 4 would be a good one for us to have somebody play and we all comment on while we do it.
Yeah.
I'd like to do a solo playthrough through like a city building game like City Skylines and have people name
the towns. That game.
Oh my god. Guys, we could absolutely do City Skylines as a planning committee.
Oh my goodness, yes.
I would do that. Awesome. I would 100% do that. I also want to go through the Deus Ex trilogy.
I have Human Revolution. I personally would love to go through... I mean, I enjoyed the hell out of Fear. I wouldn't mind doing Fear.
F-E-A-R?
Yeah.
Fighting.
First Encounter Assault Recon.
And then I've been playing... Have anybody else played Ori and the Blind Forest?
I haven't, but I know that Gareth Coker did the soundtrack, and that's amazing anyway.
Awesome. Yeah, it's a pretty awesome game. I watched people play through it when it came out.
It's fucking gorgeous.
Yeah.
Okay, the title sounds wrong, but I do want to try playing The Swapper.
I have played The Swapper. They released that on the PS4.
Is it good?
As a free title. I haven't dug too deep into it, because there's a little bit of an alien vibe to it, and I tend to stay away from the things that creep me out. Got enough issues with anxiety. So
there's no aliens isolation in your future.
No. There is. But for the same reason that we have scary fucking games that you play.
True.
I would if somebody, let me put it this way. If someone was to purchase for me Alien Isolation, I would absolutely stream the fuck out of it.
David, do it!
No.
I know I have a ton of RPGs, point and clicks.
The FMV adventures are definitely going to be something.
Oh my god, they age so bad.
Like Harvester and The Seventh Guest and Phantasmagoria.
I have Phantasmagoria. You have Phantasmagoria 1 too that I played the first one through. Almost.
Almost. Can't get through the last guy.
Yeah, because my save got corrupted then.
And then I got 11 tower and 7 guests, things like that. It's pretty
I do want to do a tactical RPG and name all my units after you guys.
You know, they are the... What's
they
it
do
called?
That with Faster Than Light. FTL
There's
and
FTL,
things like that.
But more importantly...
we should do FTL.
We should roulette. Do some FTL. I would also love to... We could bring in... Oh, God damn it! Why is this escaping me? Aliens invading! You point and click tactical... sequel
XCOM?
Coming out.
XCOM?
Thank you.
XCOM.
Thank you. XCOM.
It's
Jesus
a great
Christ.
Series. Yeah, there's XCOM, there's Xenonauts that came out
and XCOM 2
ago.
Is coming out.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I love the premise too where it's that you lost and the aliens
uh-huh.
took over and you're basically the rebels.
David, what are you yep. looking forward to playing?
What am I looking forward to playing?
Besides Final Fantasy 14.
Well, that's never going to be played by you guys because you guys refuse to play games with
oh,
me.
Oh, shut up.
That's not true. I just don't have time.
I play I'm just on the wrong server. because I play with my brother.
I play a lot of single player games. So, like, anytime games come out, I don't even know if it's multiplayer or not. So, I don't know, man.
No, that's right. We're talking about games that are playing single player that people are watching you play. Like, we watch.
Oh,
I don't stream
people
those.
Come in
no. That's we're doing that later tonight. Like, I'm going to play a single player game, and whoever's available is going to come on and, like, you know, coach me through it. Laugh at me. Whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like streaming single-player games because I don't want people to see how good I am and then they try to steal my style.
Bull fucking shit.
That's bullshit.
Is your style that coveted?
It's so Rush coveted. Fire? It's like Gilded, man. I'm like, you know how Dota has like the 6,000 tier ELO MMR or whatever? Mine's like, you know, 12,000, but for every game.
Uh-huh.
I speedrun every game, to include that one game that was on the TV or the live action version of 101 Dalmatians.
And in the subsequent animated TV show.
You're boring, Dave.
The mini game from you know, the 101 mini Dalmatians fucking Kingdom Hearts side. I fucking mastered that.
We're gonna make him beat the entirety of Bad Rats now.
No.
Oh
yes!
God.
Every level, gold.
No.
Yes.
That seems entirely unnecessary.
Entirely necessary as a result.
Steve-O, it's going to be torture for us, too. I don't want that.
Someone tried to send me a copy of that, and I sent it back. I refused to put it in my library. Bad Rats.
Okay. I trust you, Steve.
That's a bad idea.
Are you gargling? Stop gargling the mic. Pow.
Wake up, Dave!
Are we done?
Go ahead.
I am.
Okay, finally. Okay, first question. How is mercury a liquid at room temperature, yet a large solid when orbiting so close to the sun?
Because it's in space.
I'm in space.
If Catholics only have Mass on Sundays, do they cease to exist the rest of the week?
God damn it!
Yes!
I wish! No.
Is infertility hereditary?
No!
Why not?
Could another Cold War stop global warming?
Yes.
Maybe.
Depends on who it's between.
We'll stop on this one. How did the thesaurus survive the dinosaur extinction?
That's a very good question.
Is it bad that I now want a dinosaur called thesaurus?
That is not
Hell
the topic.
Yeah.
That is not the topic, Trench. We are not going to be discussing that. What we are going to be discussing, because anybody who has watched the stream team or before that, Saturday Morning Breakfast Gaming, knows that there is one fundamental rule of life. Steve is bad at game.
Yep.
I'm not arguing.
However,
with this.
There have been occasions where Steve has not been bad at game. And on those occasions, someone else seems to take on the Steve bad at game persona. So the question is this something that is intrinsically Steve? Or is it something deeper? Is this some sort of a curse that results in David playing Might and Magic 6?
No, I think it's a bit like Steve-O's computers being like dying all the time. It has to do like within the house or when you're within his vicinity that it can transfer temporarily.
within that, because I'm nowhere near him. And
that answer is far more serious than I think anything we were hoping for.
Playing Duck Game this past week, Steve was succeeding game after game after game.
Yes, I was! Because and David was wasn't there!
I was sucking on toast in equal volume, which makes no sense to me, because I am not traditionally bad at game.
Not traditionally, no.
So there was somehow a transfer of bad that took place across the country!
So this is sort of like Dot Hack.
How could I love golf? The deception is in control.
Oh, David. I don't know. Like, I don't try to be bad at games. I really, like, my spirit animal is Cacho Arena, where I may not have skill, but I always earnestly try.
Cacho?
Cacho! And sometimes, maybe, I just end up having a good day. Like that one time where I was good when I wasn't paying attention, and then I started paying attention and getting quiet, and you guys got really worried, but I still sucked. Like,
right.
I don't know. And then, like, the other day when we were playing, I was actually paying attention and I was doing good. So I don't know. Maybe it's the scales of when the universe is having a bad day and it doesn't affect me. Maybe I'm having a good day and the universe is normal. I don't know. I have no idea, but don't stop kissing me as a result of this. You will not get infected.
I was gonna say that ties into my fan theory, basically.
Oh, fan fiction, fan art, fan theory. Oh, geez.
Which is essentially, it's kind of like an inverted biblical story of Samson, where it's the longer your beard gets, the worse you become, and it's transmitted through kissing.
Or awesome. Like I could mail some hairs to you, and then they jump on you and infect you like Slither.
Wow.
But,
So why Tony became bad the other week is because he was secretly making out with you while the rest of us were playing.
That's not a secret!
I knew it!
It was never a secret!
I didn't
a secret
tell
from
life.
The audience.
Oh, they couldn't see? I didn't have the camera on?
No?
Well...
No webcams involved, so...
Steve, that's why when you entered my room, I said it's a secret to everyone.
Entered, in quotes, your room, in quotes.
I said it's a secret to everyone.
Everybody.
And I said I am error.
Which does tie back in with Steve is bad at game.
Yep.
The I guess Sleep what we Zelda. Need to ask, really...
I am error, destroyer of worlds.
If you're going to ask something, ask David.
Okay.
Okay, David, when Steve was a young man, did he piss off Gabe Newell in some way, shape, or form?
I doubt
Gabe
it.
Gabe Newell is not the god of games, okay?
He's the god of PC gaming.
No, he's not.
Well, even then, Steve is only good at one game, and that's fucking Mega Man X.
No, I'm good at more than just that game, Dave. I'm just... The ratio of games that I am only casually good at to the ratio of games that I'm legitimately good at is very nil. Like, I'm not good at that many games. Oh god, more editing!
Ash versus Evil Dead?
Ass versus Evil Dead? I would like to see Ass versus Evil Dead.
I did say Ash, you just didn't hear it.
No, I heard it just the way I wanted to.
That's fair. And the Star Wars reel.
The one that made everyone cream their pants in joy?
Yep, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm fine with I'm fine with both. I'm cool with both.
I didn't see any like anything, so I mean,
Ass versus Evil Dead looked pretty cool, and that Star Wars reel reminded me that yes, there are filmmakers out there who actually give a shit about the properties that they inherit.
Which weirdly enough is the same guy who completely shat over the second Star Trek movie he directed.
I didn't see that one, but I'd heard it was pretty good.
Yes
well,
or no?
If you're not, if
Benedict
you're
not a Cumberbun
Star Wars
fan. Is in it, right?
Yes, Benedict Cumberbun.
Anyway, that's probably one of the more polite terms I heard for him.
Well, I mean, like I saw the first one and I was like, too much action, not enough soft science. And then,
well, there's even less soft science in the second one.
Really? Well, also, okay, can somebody else confirm for me, like, was Eric Bana only in the first movie for, like, 10 minutes? Like, he was not a well-established villain whatsoever. I didn't care about him when he was introduced. I didn't care about him when he died.
That's your fault.
It wasn't his movie? he was there to exist as a foil for the characters that were being assembled.
No, but yeah. Like, the same amount of screen time went to fucking the Doctor from Star Trek Generations, and I cared about him!
You are the only person to care about anything from Star Trek Generations. That was
That's a good movie! Film.
Need I remind you...
I can't even remember which
Kirk
one that
was killed qualified. On a bridge.
No, he was killed saving the bridge.
He went out like a bitch.
No, so he
Generations,
did it!
Generations, the crossover between the old... And...
Yes, the one where Whoopi Goldberg rode on a carousel.
It was terrible.
It wasn't terrible! I thoroughly enjoyed it! It's still my favorite of the Star Trek The Next Generation movies! First Contact, really close second. Really close.
None of them were good.
Insurrection, either. Fucking horrible.
Which is a shame, because it does feature Tom Hardy.
And F. Murray Abraham. And people are thinking, wait, he was in that movie?
No, wait, am I thinking... No, I'm thinking Nemesis, the feature Tom Hardy.
Wait, which one was Nemesis?
Nemesis was the one with the clone of Picard.
Picard, yeah.
Ah.
And the faulty Data.
That's the one I did not see.
They're all bad.
They're not all... You don't know how good you have it!
Shh. It's okay. You can have some chocolate cake after this.
Don't you... Okay, I'll take chocolate cake. So, there's kind of a lot of pressure to continue, like... You know, running Nerdy Show. There's a lot more wheels and knobs and dials back here than I actually am comfortable doing. Can we not do this?
Yeah, I think we are best suited to streaming. This whole like figuring out what to talk about without being able to make fun of Steve for being.
I know.
Bad at
I can actually hear Dave's brain sizzling over here.
You know you guys could make it like stream, but as a talk show part.
We already do that. It's called The Stream Team.
No. Like, just host it as talk show and we're, just talk about...
We're trying to do satire and you're ruining it!
No.
On the flip side, Steve, I think I see where you're going with this and I am in complete agreement. I think, you know, the boys over at Nerdy Show do a fantastic job and we should let them keep doing it. Nerdy Show.
Can they give us some money for doing what we do? Because we're basically shilling their wares and sucking their dicks.
They let us use their name.
Goodbye, me!
I thought you were gonna say that you let us suck their dick.
It sounds
suck,
like you're
suck,
practicing.
Suck the head of my cock.
Suck, suck, cock's the name of the game!
Pull the cock.
Pull the cock!
Swirl the cock.
Swirl the cock!
Lick, lick, lick the head of my cock.
Yep.
And on that note, ladies
PBS
and gentlemen...
Promo.
PBS MOBA, make it happen.
PBS
Thank
MOBA.
You very much
That's the title
for
of the episode.
Listening to this episode of Nerdy Show.
PBS MOBA, I love it. The name of the episode.
Betty White, don't hurt me!
Thank you everybody for listening.
We stream.
I have been Tony.
We do stream every Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
What?
Okay, That's the regular days are Thursdays and Saturdays.
Thursday at around 5, Saturday at around 10. All of us are there.
Well,
it's a great time.
When we can be.
When we can be, which is most times.
Uh-oh. Ring, ring. Banana phone? Banana phone?
Banana phone?
Ring, 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 ring,
ring. He's alive!
Banana phone. Doop, 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 doop.
So I guess this madness is over. Goodbye, I've been Tony.
Goodbye, I've been David.
Goodbye, I've been Trench.
But I'm Trench.
It's okay, I have square boobs.
Beep. To be read at the end of every episode, style
and
wording
can
be customized
to
your
show,
and other notes can
be
added,
but
all key
info
must remain.
Close bracket. I don't think we were supposed to read that part.
Thanks for listening to bracket name of your podcast and bracket presented by Nerdy Show! Exclamation point.
Steve Robot, Steve!
Beep, boop,
Boop. Steve, you're supposed to insert the name of your podcast there. Like, fuck you, the stream team took over. Now we're done, because we found out it was hard. So, if you like what you heard, please rate and review us on iTunes, or like and follow us on SoundCloud.
Except don't base it entirely on this show at all, because it is not in any way, shape, or form representative of the quality of product that Nerdy Show gives out.
Except it could be if you liked it. So if you did like it, fantastic. If you didn't, don't worry. We're done until the next time there's a crisis. So, as listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend or funding the network via Patreon.
Or having your phone so loud that it shows up on the recording.
which is awesome. Shall I take that back from As Listener Supported Entertainment?
No. Keep going, because I'm not going to edit this.
You got it. Any size contribution gets you exclusive outtakes, episodes, and images from across the network, and there's even more perks available. Just head to patreon.com/nerdyshow.
Just don't try any other random link after that. We have a couple directories out there that we have not made hidden yet that we don't want you to see.
A lot of them have to do with Steve and poodles.
WikiLeaks.
Something of... Is that what you named your poodle? Is that what you named your poodle, WikiLeaks? To find out how you or your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorship. For more podcasts, articles, community forums, and other awesomeness, just visit nerdyshow.com. It's a really simple episode name thing to remember because we said it like 5 times in the past 5 minutes. Be sure to follow Nerdy Show and Stream Team on all your favorite social networks like Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, and of course on Twitch where we stream on a bi-weekly basis.
Friendster, MSN, ICQ, Yahoo Messenger.
Oh my God, you are so wrong, Steve! Why are you bad at social media?
MySpace! Oh, Ello. That's a good one.
If it's geeky and nostalgic, we've got it covered.
But yeah, the gist of it is Nerdy Show, Nerdy Show, Nerdy Show, Nerdy Show.
.com.